a world where there is a scourge across the land, taking the very life breath of the people. A world rife with snorers. One man and one show stand tall in the battle against sleep apnea. That man is Richard Webb. That show is the CPAP Sleep Specialist Show. And the time is now.
Wake up, America. Wake up to the CPAP Show. This is your host, Richard Webb, and my amicable sidekick, Jason Rodd. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, RW. How you doing this morning?
I am doing sweeter than honey and looking out on a very foggy Houston morning out here, and hope everybody's driving very carefully in that foggy mist. You know, it lays down a coating, a glaze on the concrete. People forget about that, and it's a real tie into the effects of positive pressure mass. You know, when it's lots of mold that we see developing on the concrete and you have that fog, the two of them bind together and make a slick surface, and the roads themselves can actually be very, very slick. And so you've really got to watch out for that. Don't want to speed up and slow down too quickly. And that's the kind of problem that we see on mass, not the slow down, speed up, but the actual development of mold and the moisture from the air that's being provided from your heated humidifier, from your CPAP. As you know, this is the CPAP Show here on Sunday morning on 1560 The Game, and we talk about sleep disorders, positive air pressure, people that are on CPAP, people that know people that are on CPAP. I know there's a ton of you out there that should be wearing your CPAP device, and you've got it in the closet, in a box, under the bed, in a drawer, not doing you any good sitting in there. So if you need to get back in on your positive airway pressure device, we've got all kind of good ideas and suggestions. So give us a call, 713-439-1560. We'll help you. Today we have a number of topics we're going to talk about. One of them is that we have put together a patient guidebook for the CPAP user or the prospective CPAP user, someone who needs to be wearing their positive air pressure machine and having a little bit of issues. And so we've tried to come up with a lot of information and helpful hints. And we're also going to be talking about allergies this morning and pollen and problems with breathing when you've got a lot of green dust on your car. It's probably in your nose as well. So if you have a question, 713-439-1560. You can also listen to us live either at 1560 The Game or go to monitormedical.com and click on the Listen Live.
Not only can you click on the Listen Live, if you notice on our website, there is a link right there to the right of the screen where if you enter your email address, you will be given a weekly report on new products, monthly newsletters, and also the Monitor Medical Patient Guidebook. The Monitor Medical Patient Guidebook, I think, is an excellent idea for CPAP users, because when somebody is new to CPAP, this is a foreign product to you. So you have no idea or no clue about it. I always relate it to like a new cell phone. I don't really understand my new cell phone until after about a month of using it, because there's so many different there's so many different options.
It's those allergies this morning.
And allergies in the air. There's so many different options on a cell phone. You don't really truly understand it until after about a month. Or if you read your manual, like most people, including myself, don't, you know, you can learn it a little bit quicker. But we have this free for you at monitormedical.com. Not only do we have every CPAP show archived, but we also have a video section now, guys. The video section part of our website, I think, is one of the best things that we have implemented into our system. Not only can you see Shaq Attack, which talks about Shaquille O'Neal's own personal experience with CPAPs, but now you can also see mask video archives, so you can see exactly how to put a mask on properly, because we know that mask fitting is so important, and the way that you put it on is so important into getting the therapy fully throughout the course of the night. So we'll be talking all of that today on the CPAP Sleep Specialist Show.
The video section is something that we've been building over time. It's a compilation of short couple of minute videos that help discuss products and things that will help people get acclimated to new devices. And a lot of people hear about CPAP positive air pressure masks and machines, and they don't really understand which part of the body you plug it into. I don't want to get too graphic. This is a PG show here, but what part of the face or the body you attach it to, where it goes over the nose. And the videos that we've been building here try to show a lot of different, just sort of the sleep disorder journey, if you will, how to accept your CPAP, how to get into wearing it, what works and what doesn't. And they're nice short, a lot of it from YouTube, some of them that we have made ourselves. So go to the monitormedical.com website and go to the sign up for monthly newsletters, and you will get a separate patient guidebook sent to you on an email attachment. You can print it out or you can view it online. And as we constantly update information on our website, put new products on there, you'll be able to click in and reference the new stuff. You know, years ago, Jason, when you and I started in this, the manufacturers of CPAP equipment were sort of like the automotive industry. About every 3 years, they would put out new machines and new masks. And what seems to have happened is, and I see this in the automotive industry, I'm already seeing the 2013 models coming out, and they issue them one at a time. Nowadays, these companies, the manufacturers of CPAP equipment, bring products to market one at a time so that there's always something in the pipeline. There's new machines, there's new masks, there's new devices, there's product enhancements. They will add sizes. Perhaps you've liked a particular CPAP mask and it just doesn't fit perfect. Maybe it's a little too small. Oftentimes the manufacturers will, 6 months, a year later, come out with a new size pillow or cushion for your face so it helps fit better. And the only way to find out about that is to sign up for our monthly newsletters, because we do inform people about products. Maybe it doesn't pertain to you. Maybe you're perfectly happy with your device. But if you are looking for that next best thing, you know, we have a lot of clients, Jason, that just check in with us every couple, 3-4 months to see, I just want to see what's new. They'll come into the office and look at our display shelf and say, what new products are out there? Because I'm always looking for that next best thing. Perhaps they're out shopping for new stereo equipment or something, and they want to say, what the new product? They'll just stop in, just look at the mask that we have on display.
And, you know, it's funny you say that, because, you know, ResMed is one of the leading providers of CPAP therapy.
One of our sponsors.
And also one of our sponsors. You know, ResMed was the pioneer of CPAP industry back in 1980 when Dr. Colin Sullivan invented CPAP. So now we look at 32 years later and we look at these new products. Like, for one, the full face mask product line is one that a lot of people steer away from because they feel like they feel like it's a firefighter mask, or everybody says it's a Darth Vader analogy, or, you know, they're going to be an Air Force pilot. Well, when you look at this mask now, the full face, one of the ones that ResMed has come out with is called the Quattro FX. And basically what that does is, most of your full face masks have a forehead T-bar that adds support. Well, the Quattro FX opens your eyes to full face because it doesn't have that feature over there anymore. It's just a mask that goes over the bridge of the nose, just beneath the bottom lip. So it opens their eyes to full face. But the other product that they got out right now that I really love is for women. You know, most women who wear CPAPs tell me this one common thing. There goes my hairdo. I'm not going to be able to go get my hair done. I'm not going to be able to go to church without somebody telling me, what happened? Why isn't your hair looking nice? You know, women pride themselves on having nice hair, and I love that. So when you look at this new product, it's called the Bella Loops. What is the Bella Loops? Now there is a mask that's called the Swift Defx for her. So what we're seeing is that ResMed is starting to create a product line that is dedicated to women and their needs. So what this mask does, it has two little nasal prongs, but the loops go around the ears so that you don't have any headgear on your face. This is a great new product that has come out onto the market that ResMed is saying that not only are we in the trenches in understanding patients' needs, but we're ahead of the curve. So for me, that is an excellent thing to do. So I would advise any woman who's out there who has sleep apnea, who has been using a CPAP machine and may have given up on it because of the mask, to go to our website at monitormedical.com and search the Bella Loops. Not only is it one of our feature products as far as what we're introducing out to the public, but it is a new product that is also transcending the way patients wear their masks, because most people don't like to have a restrictive harness on their head, and we understand that. So ResMed has been paying attention to those details and actually implementing products that will allow patients to become more comfortable with the products. Because, you know, like Richard said, when I started doing this at least 10 years ago, the products then aren't as great as they are now. So stay tuned to after the break, when we'll continue to talk about products, talk about allergies, and talk about getting you a good night's sleep here on CPAP Show Sleep Specialist.
Back to the CPAP Show. You're on 1560 The Game. This is Richard Webb, and Jason Rodriguez is sitting next to me in the control room, looking out over a warming, beautiful, sunny Houston day. And today we're talking about positive air pressure and sleep disorder therapy and how to fix your spouse's problem. We'll assume that you've already taken care of your problem. Let's talk about your spouse there. The one that you hit at nighttime because they snore and choke and gasp, and you whack them with your elbow because they're making so much noise. And we're here to give you some suggestions on how to get that fixed. We have a new patient guidebook that we're talking about during the show today. And if you want to get this guidebook, go to our monitormedical.com website and sign up for our email promotion. That way that you'll get a copy of it emailed to you. It's got tons of reference material, pictures, masks. Jason was talking about the accessories earlier. These are items that you can purchase yourself. You don't require a prescription. You know, people are not always aware that positive air pressure is a medically prescribed device in all 50 states in this country. Now, I know that there are people that will sell stuff online. You've got to question it as to whether or not it's legitimate. There's been a lot of talk about people buying pharmaceuticals online and the question as to whether or not they're actual real drug material. So make sure that the equipment that you got, that you're purchasing, is reputable, and make sure that it's going to stand the test of time. Make sure it's warrantied. Make sure your insurance covers it. You want to make sure that your provider recognizes the companies that are selling this equipment to you, and they're going to be there in a year or two to take care of you.
Yes, sir. And you know what I love about the guide is that it gives a patient a format in which to follow. You know, whenever I'm dealing with a patient that is new to the office, I always let them know ahead of time, this is going to take about an hour, and what we're discussing are three major elements. We're discussing your CPAP, your humidifier, and we're also discussing your mask and how in conjunction this is going to work to improve your life while you sleep. So it's a lot of information to absorb, and a lot of patients ask, should I be taking notes? Should I be taking notes? And not only do we offer like quick maintenance guides, which gives you easy access to understanding, but now this patient guide gives you a more in-depth understanding of what is positive air pressure, What is obstructive sleep apnea and how positive air pressure helps reduce the symptoms of OSA? And to have that in your hands, in your power, in your grasp is, to me, knowledge. You know, most people who come into the office are completely oblivious of what's going on. All they know is that they went to the doctor, they told the doctor they were sleepy, the doctor said you need a sleep study, so they went and got a sleep study. Then they end up finding out that they have OSA. Now they're in our facility getting a CPAP machine, so they're completely lost. They don't understand exactly what's going on. So to have this information right at your click of a mouse and a type of the keyboard gives you more control and more power, because what I've seen is that the more people who come in equipped with knowledge and an understanding of what they're getting into, the higher the success rate of compliance. Because when you look at it, the mask is probably the most important aspect of a CPAP setup. If you don't have the right mask, you're really not going to get the best therapy out of your device. And when you look at the mask, there's a wide selection. So if you research the information and you go to monitormedical.com before you come into the office, not only is there a gallery of different masks, but there's a video section of different masks. And then there's also the CPAP show archived so that you can start to learn and understand what this industry is all about, because we're focused on getting people a good night's sleep and to reduce the symptoms of OSA, the loud snoring, the pausing and breathing, you know, the spouse that's developing insomnia and who's on the verge of saying, you know what, either you go to the other bedroom or we're getting a divorce because I cannot stand this snoring. So we want to educate you guys on all of this, and the CPAP guide that we have here at Monitor Medical is a perfect understanding of everything that we deal with, from when you walk into Monitor Medical to the day that you walk out of Monitor Medical. So I would encourage everybody out there just to go click on our website, monitormedical.com, type in your email, and let us send you this patient guide, and also let us send you other information regarding new products. Because, you know, like the commercial said just earlier, you know, there's a new product for ResMed. ResMed's developed a new series to their product of CPAPs. It's called the S9 series. And what the S9 series is a more compacted, modern version of a CPAP machine. It looks like it belongs. It doesn't look like this big respiratory device that they used to look like 10 years ago. And not only is it smaller, not only is it more sophisticated, but it also has a product called Skinit that allows you to laminate the top of the CPAP to have it look just like what you want it to look like. If you want it to look like University of Texas, Texas A&M, anything that you go to, pictures of your family, I mean, even pictures of your cats or dogs, you can have them on there. And I think that's something that helps us understand and helps us accept the therapy a little bit better, because it's a perception that it looks more like it belongs.
I had a picture of my kids at Christmas time, sent it to Skinit, uploaded it to Skinit, and have them on my CPAP device. It really kind of, you know, every time I look at it, it's kind of like that, ah, there's my kids looking back at me. And really, that's probably why I'm wearing my CPAP device, is to make sure that I'm still going to be around to see that my kids and their kids when they have them, and then their grandkids, I want to be around to see them. You know, CPAP is a terminable offense. Pardon the pun. You can be fired for not wearing your CPAP, and not in a good way. People out there recognize that they should be wearing their positive airway pressure devices, and we want you to get and wear yours. So today we're talking about this CPAP patient guidebook that we have, and leafing through here, you can print it, you can have it online and study it. Has tons of information, has lots of FAQs, frequently asked questions, and answers to the most typical kind of questions that people have, signs and symptoms of sleep disorders, masks, resources, kind of questions and background information about sleep disorders in America. A lot of people ask us how often they should change a component part of their mask, and that's also listed in the replacement program portion of our CPAP guide. So it'll tell you how often you should change out your products, how often you should change your cushion, how often you should change your mask. But Jason, you know, we were talking before the show today, we wanted to talk about allergies a little bit, because both of you and I are kind of feeling that green scrunge that you get outside in the springtime as all the trees are just emitting tons and tons of pollen. And I know you've been over in Austin lately, and Austin has something much a little bit different than what we have here in Houston. They have cedar, and cedar fever is very common in Austin. But that, too, is mostly caused by the stuff falling from the air.
And for somebody like myself who's been 27 years in Houston, I mean, born and raised north side of Houston, I've never been in any other city. So going to Austin for the past 10 days, working days, I've developed this allergy to cedar, I believe. Uh-huh. Because the whole time I was there, I was congested. You know, I couldn't breathe through my nose. And a lot of patients, you know, they were coming into the office with the same type of problem. And they said exactly what you said. You know, I have cedar fever. I got allergies now. Spring is in the air. What do I do? I've been wearing this nasal mask for 2 years.
And two years? They've had it for 2 years? They've worn their mask for 2 years?
They've worn their mask for 2 years. Basically, they've had a CPAP for 2 years.
That's I got to tell you, that's kind of gross. If you're wearing a CPAP mask and never changed it for 2 years, I'm thinking about wearing my underwear for 2 years.
As long as you wash them, I don't see that being a problem.
Put that picture out there wearing your underwear. Now, I'm not talking once a week. I'm talking every day. Kyle's in there in the sound booth shaking his head. No, he understands what we're talking about when people that don't know better to change their clothes.
Well, you know, this particular person, you know, his mask, I'm not going to lie to you, it was pretty ugly. It looked like there was some yellowish green stuff in there, so I'm not going to elaborate
My friend Steve calls that face cheese.
Well, he had a lot of face cheese in his mask.
That's gross. I mean, you don't want to be breathing that stuff in night after night. I'm sorry. You know that we're here to help people, and the Lord helps those who help themselves. And wash your mask, change it out, change your cushion, change your filters. Right, Jason?
That's what I say. But not only did he have a mask that had not been changed, he had a nasal mask, and he didn't know that his insurance would allow him to change it up to 4 times a year. Most of the insurance that we carry, commercial, Medicare even, will allow a patient to receive a mask every 3 months as long as a valid prescription is on file. So after we were discussing about cleaning his mask, I also kind of discussed with him why a full face mask would be important for this time of year. Because, you know, when you have allergies, you're so congested and you're, you know, you're not able to breathe through your nose. If you don't have a bottle of Afrin on hand to clear up the nasal passages, a full face mask is very beneficial in this time of season. And then on top of that, he said, well, because I have the nasal mask, does that mean that, you know, this is the only mask I'm going to be able to get? And I told him, no, you know, most people don't know that one mask is not the only option that you have. What I've seen in the past is that a lot of patients who take not only take the opportunity to replace their mask quarterly, but they also go a little bit farther than replacing the mask each quarter. They go ahead and get different styles. You know, I always tell people there's 4 seasons a year. Why not have 4 different styles of mask? You know, because in the springtime, when the pollen and the allergies are through the roof and you're not able to breathe through your nose, a full face mask is going to be effective in this season. But when you get to the summertime where it's a lot hotter, you don't have as many allergies, a nasal pillow mask like the Swift, that mask may be more beneficial because you're not going to sweat as much. And then when you come wintertime, you know, you may end up going back to that full face mask. But if you have more options, you have more of an opportunity to have a successful night because seasons change, so do we. We get sick. Things happen in life. It's just all a part of the process. So why not have a wider variety? Because most people who fail, the number one cause of failure in CPAP therapy is not the CPAP. It's not the humidifier. It's the mask. If you don't have the right mask, you don't have the right therapy, because the mask is what's going to allow you to be able to breathe, whether you have a nasal pillow mask, whether you have a full face, a nasal interface, or a hybrid mask. There is an option.
talking about allergies. We're suffering here this morning with our clearing our throat, which is a consequence of sleep disorders. I'm sorry, which is a consequence of the air outside, air that we breathe. So we're talking today mainly about two subjects. One about the new patient guide that we have available, and the second item, which is allergies and how to try to contend with allergies, try to contend with pollen and mold and dust and yellow kind of grungy, flowery things that are settling on the surfaces of everything that we have out there.
And all the scratching of the throat. Please forgive us.
Join us in a few seconds here on 1560 The Game. We'll be back after this brief break. The CPAP Show. Listening to Richard and Jason here on 1560 The Game, talking about CPAP, positive air pressure therapy for obstructive sleep apnea. Jason, I want to remind everybody, for those people out there who like to golf, that if you wear your CPAP device, it's been shown in studies that if you wear your CPAP every night, you'll knock 2 to 3 strokes off your game. It's been shown in studies. Today we're talking about allergies and how to reduce the incidence of allergic response, and talking about the new patient guide that we have available, that if you want to go to the monitormedical.com website and register on the sign up for monthly newsletters, we will send you a copy of the patient guide. It's about 45 pages of reference material, in addition to click links to take you to additional information.
You know, I had a question, Richard. I had a question that I had from a patient that I wanted to get your advice on. A guy came into the office. He had a nasal pillow mask that he originally started off with when he got his CPAP in 2010. And his question to me was, why would I have a runny nose with a nasal pillow mask after the first day of usage?
You know, nasal pillow masks have, by their design, two small jets of air that blow directly into the nose. And one of the things that we always talk about on the show is the function of the nose is to warm, humidify, and filter the air. And there's a lot of receptors in there, a technical term, that sense pressure change, air change, temperature change, moisture. And, you know, when you get a runny nose, it's because the skin in the lining of the nose opens up and allows fluid to pass through it. And it's a little bit more gross than most people want to hear about. But the positive air pressure itself can actually trigger this runny nose response. Also, if the humidification is too high or too low, it will cause a nasal congestion issue. And that's why if you switch to a mask that covers the nose and the mouth, you will actually reduce your possibility of that discomfort. It's sort of a stretching of the lining of the nose. So if you wear a mask over the face, you can help reduce that problem.
And then another thing, too, with the full face mask, you know, I always tell patients, too, because a lot of patients are reluctant to try a full face mask because of the size of it. A lot of them get intimidated. They think it's too big.
Too claustrophobic.
So, you know, I've always suggested a CPAP mask workout. And what I mean by that is, in the beginning days of using a CPAP machine or a new mask, if you've had nasal pillow masks, you have excess nasal drainage, or you have a problem with mouth breathing, or you have a problem with allergies, what I tell patients who try a full face mask is the first day, just wear the mask without the hose, without the air. Get yourself mentally, psychologically prepared for wearing this mask.
For a few minutes, you wear
it. For a few minutes.
Don't walk around the house with it.
Well, not all day, because, you know, you might scare the kids, you might scare the cat, you might scare the dog, you know. But you definitely want to do a workout. And when I tell people to wear it, I tell them while they're sitting down watching TV, put it on for about 5 minutes and take it off. And an hour later, do it again. If you repeat that workout 3 to 5 times that very first day, you psychologically prepare yourself for utilizing the mask. And once that nighttime comes about, you've already been mentally prepared for wearing it because you've wore it a few times. Then add the air. If you can make it 15 minutes, you get uncomfortable, take it off. The next day, shoot for 20 minutes. And what you're going to see is that you're going to build up your tolerance, because what I see is not only do a lot of people try too hard in the beginning because they're afraid because of what the doctor has told them about, you know, you can have a heart attack, you can have a stroke, your diabetes, your, you know, hypertension, and all this stuff can happen. But a lot of people go 30 plus years without using a CPAP machine, and being creatures of habit that we are, we want to be able to take our time to get used to the therapy so that it's utilized to its utmost effect. And by approaching it with the, like, CPAP workout, mask workout, and even a CPAP air workout where you utilize treatment for 15 minutes to 20 minutes, using it when you take a nap, then what you're going to do is after about 2 weeks, you're going to find out that you're sleeping with it all night and it's not as bad as you think. You know, most of this is a psychological barrier that we have more than a physical barrier. I remember watching a show, a movie when I was a kid. My favorite show was The Little Giants. And it was about this football team, little kids, that basically they were outcasts of kids, and they were going up against the Cowboys, you know, the all the kids that were really good at football. And I remember Emmitt Smith and a couple of the players came on a bus, and John Madden, and he told him, and he said, you know, kids, football is 90% mental, 10% physical. And what they did was they ended up putting an Alka-Seltzer in their mouth, so while they're in the game, they all go, and they scare their team away, you know? And I thought about it, and I was like, well, it's the same approach with CPAP. CPAP therapy is 90% mental, 10% physical. There's more psychological barriers that we have to breach than there are physical barriers, because all we have to do is wear the mask and adjust to the positive air pressure. So taking your time by doing a CPAP mask workout, I think, in my opinion, will help better utilize treatment for patients who are having trouble, because you develop performance anxiety, you toss and turn in bed, and then eventually you just throw the mask off because you're trying too hard. But if you just take that approach of patience, persistence, and practice, the three P's to success, then you'll see that it is easier on that transition from using life without CPAP to life with CPAP. So.
And, of course, if you get our CPAP patient guide, going to the monitormedical.com website, worth putting that pitch in there. And there's nothing to purchase. You just send us your information, email address, and we'll send it to you. There's a whole section on CPAP mask desensitization. In other words, how do you get to wear something when you're having problems with it? How do you get to wear the mask? Some people, when they start on positive air pressure, they'll put it on, and they will just do great right out of the chute, so to speak. They'll put it on, they'll fall asleep in our chair, they'll fall asleep right in front of us, and we know that they're going to do well. There are those people that put it on, they're very reluctant. It's a scary thing. It's something that feels unfamiliar with them. I think it's kind of like contact lenses. If you know you need to be able to see, and you put on some contact lenses, and it just doesn't seem right at first. It seems like it's going to be feel funny. I'm not going to like it. I'm blinking too fast. But once you get past the initial phases, once you learn to desensitize yourself to that type of feeling and discomfort, it's a quick training and a quick learning.
And you know what? It's so funny, because I categorize two types of people that come in who come into our office. There are those who walk in, and there are those who are pushed in. The ones who walk in are the ones who know that they have severe sleep apnea. They know that they're tired. They know that they want to get some results. Those people typically fall asleep in the chairs.
Yeah.
The people who are pushed in, whether it's from a spouse, whether it's from some alternative source, they're the ones that we have to practice at. We have to continuously call and say, Mr. Smith, how's your therapy going? Are you practicing? Because you see those, they don't really think that they have a disorder. They don't really understand how severe their apnea may be. So they're a little bit harder to kind of convince, rather than those people who just walk in under their own power.
You got to try. You got to work yourself into it. It's I like that term workout. You've got to work out your differences and work out the exercising function of the mask and try it a little bit and work your way up. The second thing we keep coming back to a little bit about is allergies. And you mentioned earlier about a nasal spray, Afrin. That's an over-the-counter drug, and we don't encourage the long-term use of things like nasal sprays, nasal decongestants that can have systemic effects into the body and cause the heart rate and the blood pressure to rise up. But there are many prescription drugs that are anti-inflammatory agents, non-steroidal, because the nose, people, is a very dynamic thing. It gets inflamed on the inside. You feel like you have a dry nose. You feel like you have an itchy nose. And these are all symptoms that something's going on. But there are a number of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory sprays like Flonase or Beconase that your physician can prescribe. And it's to help long-term reduce the congestion because, as we were pointing out this morning, that there's lots and lots of stuff in the air. Just the air pollution itself has a tremendous effect into the nose's reaction to the stuff around us. If you think about a bee sting on your arm causes, or a mosquito bite causes, an inflammation and a swelling. Well, that's a similar response as to just inhaling the green pollen that's in the air. If you have an inflammatory response in the nose, it usually results in swelling. And then your CPAP mask and positive air pressure is not as effectual. So if your physician has prescribed a nasal spray that you can use to help reduce that, another thing that can be done, and some people will use this intermittently, you can use this as many times a day as you want, is a nasal saline spray. A nasal saline spray is basically a washing of the inside of the nostril. A little spritz several times a day that will help rinse out the lining of the nose, rinse off. Think about your car, you're getting that the stuff, the pollen, the dust on the surface, and the saline spray helps to get a lot of that out. Another thing to consider is increasing the frequency to which you wash your equipment. A lot of people wash their mask and mask tubing hose perhaps once a week. Sometimes they skip it, like your two-year patient, and they don't wash it at all. Well, all the stuff that's in the air plants itself on the surface of this and begins to grow very slowly. And over time, the rate of growth increases, just like the black mold in your shower. You have to be concerned about what stuff is in the air, what stuff is on my mask, what stuff is in my nose. So washing it more frequently. Filter changes. Most insurance companies, Medicare, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, you can get 2 filters at least a month. And that means changing your air filters every 15 days. I was looking at my house filter yesterday and noticed that it was already 3-4 months past due. And you kind of forget to change your air. And it looked it. I mean, it was caked thick with dust and dark, and that's pollen and mold. And it's preventing the air filtration system of the house from working as properly. Plus, it pulls enough of the dust through, clogs up the inner workings of the air filtration system. You know, if your insurance doesn't cover the cost of air filters, you can buy them. They're just a couple of dollars. And it's something that if you'll do that, if you open the windows of your house, I would do that. If you have dogs or cats or pets in the house, I would increase your filter change even more often. Well, you're listening to the CPAP show on here, 1560 The Game. After this brief intermission, we'll be back. Back on the CPAP show here on AM 1560 The Game. This is Richard Webb, and Jason Rodriguez is here next to me, and we're talking about positive air pressure and sleep disorders and things that you can do to make your life a little bit better, your spouse's machine a little bit better. We've talked about allergies on the show today, and one of our main topics is the patient guide that you can get by going to the monitormedical.com website and sign up for monthly newsletters, and we'll send you a copy of the patient guide. Tons of useful information. We were talking about the frequency of changing your supplies is in here. Hurricane readiness tips. Traveling on an airplane. You know, a lot of people in Houston, I was talking about this yesterday, it seems like Houstonians in particular fly in and out all the time. We've got tons and tons of people in the petroleum industry that we help to get special CPAP devices so that they can wear them on the plane. There are a number of guys who are flying to Kazakhstan and Dubai that are traveling on overnight flights, and we help them get into small CPAP devices that have batteries in them that they can wear, and that's very important for them so that they can arrive and be fresh. But, you know, Jason, traveling on an airplane is enough of an inconvenience, but we always tell people don't pack your CPAP machine in your suitcase. Carry it on. And if you get this, you'll know that the TS, if you get our brochure of information from the patient guide, that the TSA will allow you an extra carry-on. And we do advise people to keep a copy of their prescription in their bag so that they can see, or if they have to show the TSA agent. And one thing that I always tell people about traveling with your CPAP is that if an agent through the airlines wants to inspect your equipment, I tell them to ask the agent to change their gloves. If you'll see the rubber gloves that these people wear.
What do you mean, the blue ones?
The little blue gloves. They're the nastiest things. They've rubbed and handled every suitcase and every piece of that's out there. And now they're fixing to touch your machine and your equipment. Well, you're permitted to ask a TSA agent. It's in their regulations. You're permitted to ask a TSA agent to change those gloves. And trust me, the 10 seconds that it takes him to do it will prevent you to have your equipment contaminated. So we have these little tips in our new CPAP guide that you can register and get a copy sent to you.
And not only that, you know, we also have a page in there where it talks about accessories.
Pages.
A couple of pages of accessories. And when you look at it, there's one that we also have a luggage tag, and we also have a medical emergency card. You know, these can be used for traveling just in case. You have that option. The luggage tag will allow you to be able to put your name and everything on it, just as a luggage. And also, you know, you'll be able to keep your prescription inside your machine, because now I know for a fact, I have a guy who's a flight attendant, and he's on Southwest, and he's able to take his machine on board, exclude it from a carry-on. And to me, that's a great thing, because now when you walk through airports, you see the TSA agent saying, take out your laptops, take out your CPAPs, and put them over here, and we're going to go over it and go through them. But not only do we have the luggage and medical emergency cards, but we also have other accessories, which I think, in my opinion, are really important to have for CPAP therapy, because there's products that make things easier. For instance, we have citrus mask wipes. The citrus mask wipes has 62 wipes per bottle, and it allows you to wipe down the surface of the cushion every morning to eliminate and to remove any oils, any sweat that has been transferred to the surface of that cushion. Also, we have the Rimsies, which is the mask liner for your cushion, which will help absorb the oils and everything like that as well. So I would encourage you guys to go to the website to check out these accessories to see if you can find one that may be suitable for you and your CPAP therapy, because there's products out there that can make our life with CPAP just that much easier. You know, if we're willing to do the research and we're willing to go through the process of seeing what works, what doesn't work, there's always an option for something if you have a problem, whether it's a heated tubing like the Hibernite, you know, to keep condensation from getting trapped in the hose so that you receive more moisture and you're not losing it throughout the course of the travel of that moisture from the hose to the mask. You know, that's an excellent product to look at. But there's also other products that help your life with CPAP even that much.
The significant thing about what we refer to as accessories at Monitor Medical are items that you can purchase that don't require prescription. For one of the nifty devices, and I'm really a big fan of the CPAP wipes, because they're non-soap. There's no alcohol there, but they're a cleaning agent for the silicone product. But one of my favorite products is the Sleep Pap Pillow. It's kind of a funky name, but it's a pillow that was designed by a person out there in the real world that said, I have an issue with my mask when I lay on my side, I'm a side sleeper, and my mask gets pushed off my face or scrunches into my face or is very comfortable. So they have designed a special sleeping pillow, the SleepPet pillow, that enables them to sleep without any interruption. Well, that music tells us at the end of our broadcast today, so we appreciate your listening to the CPAP show, and stay tuned next Sunday morning, 9 o'clock Central Time, and go to our website to listen to the downloads of prior shows. You can also get them on iTunes, on broadcast shows, prior broadcast shows on the iTunes store, and register on our site for the new patient guide, and we will email that to you. See you next Sunday morning.